Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we welcome all of you back, have you ever been to the Florida Keys or Key West? Well, it is such a terrific part of our country, and unlike any other area of the U.S., that's where we're headed for a check-in in today's Destination Spotlight, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
The Black Friday sale is already here, and you can save 50% on Travel Pro this weekend. This well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage, it's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro with first-class luggage sets and accessories, and waiting for you right now on the website is the perfect travel companion at 50% off.
Well, who doesn't like that, right? Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks. We think it's the best. Saving 50% on that line of luggage, it's a great deal. Rudy likes the Max Light line. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of what you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable, and it's going to last you. As Mary said, 50% off right now at TravelPro.com for the big Black Friday sale. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's talk the Florida Keys as their tourism CEO, Kara Franker, joins us now.
Well, she is indeed. Kara, welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, nice to have you here with us this morning. So since this show was added back in 2020 to FM 96.9 WKEZ and FM 102.5 WPIK radio right there in the Florida Keys, we've cultivated a nice following with listeners in your area. And, you know, as I just said at the rejoin, the Florida Keys, including Key West, they can't be duplicated anywhere else in our country. So I know you've had other roles in different Florida cities, but share with us what drew you to the Florida Keys and why you find it so alluring.
Well, I've been coming to the Florida Keys since I was a kid. My dad is a big-time fisherman, and so we would come on family vacations, of course, like so many people do, and then love it. And so this was a dream destination for me. So when I had the opportunity to step into this role, it was really a dream come true. I was so excited to come here.
Well, that doesn't always happen with your role, so that's terrific, and I can hear it in your voice. So good for you that you're also there
and
with
she
your
has
family.
Knowledge of the area.
Yeah,
too.
That's
right,
great. Yeah. So you know, Robert and I were last in the Florida Keys with our sons about 2 years ago. It's a place we've always enjoyed. I also grew up going there at least once every 2 years, maybe not as often as you, but certainly had a taste of it years ago. And it's still a very laid back community overall. It reminds me of kind of old Florida. And I think if you're a fan of boating, you mentioned fishing, snorkeling, scuba diving, it's certainly a mecca for all of that. But beyond the water activities in your paradise, so to speak, and I'll add Duval Street in Key West because that's iconic, what are some other either attractions or activities that you find, Kara, draws people to continue to come to the Florida Keys?
Well, you know, of course, everybody comes for the diving, fishing, boating, just like you said. You know, Isla Mirada being the sport fishing capital of the world, Key Largo being the dive capital of the world. Like, we've got all these great accolades. But what I think is so cool is the conservation aspect of it as well. I mean, whether it's the key deer, which are in Big Pine Key, and there's ways to help that kind of near extinct thriving population, or the coral reef restoration. So anybody that's into sustainability mm-hmm. and you want to go off the beaten path, there's opportunities to do that through volunteerism. Or if you're just like a big time Jimmy Buffett fan, yeah. Of course, there's so much to do with that as well. And you guys probably heard this, but we recently renamed A1A Jimmy Buffett
yeah,
Memorial Highway.
We did. Yes.
Yeah,
we did.
Which
I
is
think we actually talked about
cool.
this show that
yeah.
happened. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So, you know, all good points you just made there, Kara. So Thursday, you know, Thanksgiving is here, and then we move right into the holiday season. We've seen how Key West does New Year's Eve, but talk with us about how the Florida Keys does Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. The holidays are such a big deal. I mean, of course, Key West has so much going on, and you mentioned the very famous shoe drop that happens on Duval.
Right.
But they turn all of the Old Town trolleys and the conch trains. They do all of these like holiday sites and festive tours nightly, which are great. They have people do caroling, and then you get to go on and see all the beautifully decorated houses. Or you can do, they have, you know, Key West is famous for the parades. We do so many throughout the year. So, of course, there's a holiday parade. I think that's on December 7th. And so lots going on. But, of course, like, you know, you can go to Isla Mirada, and I believe that's happening December 6th, where they do this holiday fest, where they have a huge Christmas tree and they bring in 30 tons of snow. And so imagine, like, especially all the kids that grow up in the Keys and they don't have, like, the opportunity to see snow like everybody else in the country, and there's just the snow on an island.
They bring
and, of course,
in,
Santa.
They bring in real snow with snow machines? I did
yes,
not.
Yes, 30 tons of snow.
Think about that.
No mountain.
Oh, we learned something on that. See,
oh,
that
I love
right
that.
There, they do it big time. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I know. And then Pigeon Key, do you guys know off of the 7 Mile Bridge, there's that little tiny island, Pigeon Key.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing kind of this holiday spectacular as well, and it'll be very family friendly. And of course, Santa's making appearances all over the place. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
So, Kara, last question from us today. What's something that you say first-time travelers to the Florida Keys must experience to really feel like they've visited your area?
So I mentioned in the beginning that, you know, I came as a kid. And the place that we went then, and I still like as an adult, is called Robbie's in Isla Mirada. And you can go and feed the tarpon. And I don't care if you're 5 or 55, it is such a cool experience. And the second that you do that, you can consider yourself doing something that's so unique to the Florida Keys and tell everybody about it and take great photos, and it's awesome.
Well, so Robbie's in Isla Mirada. I like that. There you go. That is something that folks need to go do. I got to give the website for folks as well, that you can make your own plans to go travel and visit the Florida Keys. Website's very easy. It's just FLA, there is a hyphen, FLAKeys.com. So FLA-Keys.com. Kara, really appreciated connecting with you today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Thank you, Kara.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, they're good. Think about the snow.
We have to do that.
At some point, we're going to have to. This year, not so.
But someday, we will.
Well, all right. The Florida Keys will help us wrap hour one of the program today. Hour two is going to kick off in about 7 minutes with week 245 of the National Communal Forum. Italy, the CDC, RJ, and AAA are also all still ahead. Thanks for tuning in wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.